From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Governor Jay Nixon has signed a wide-ranging education bill that includes an expansion of the A-plus scholarship program. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has more.
The new law will allow private schools in Missouri to take part in the A-plus scholarship program if they meet the same requirements as public high schools. Students from A-plus schools are eligible to attend community college in Missouri for 2 years free of charge. The new law also mandates that the Pledge of Allegiance be recited in at least one scheduled class of every student enrolled in a public school, quote, no less often than once per school day. Other provisions include guidelines for screening students for dyslexia, requiring high school students to pass an American Civics exam before graduating, and creating a pilot program to rate the quality of preschools in Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri has its first openly gay Miss Missouri. Erin O'Flaherty was crowned Miss Missouri on Saturday in Mexico, Missouri. Ann Jolly, chairman of the board of the Miss Missouri Scholarship Organization, said on Wednesday that O'Flaherty is the first openly gay woman to be named Miss Missouri. O'Flaherty said in a telephone interview that she came out as gay when she was 18, and that she knew going into the Miss Missouri pageant that if she won, she would be making history, but said that was not her focus. A Boone County Search and Rescue Force will receive state funds for the first time this year. Missouri Task Force 1 will be receiving $1.25 million from the Missouri Department of Public Safety. $750,000 will be used for deployments in Missouri, and $500,000 will go toward training. The change from federal to state funding came because of efforts from state fire department officials and Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia, who added it to the state budget as an annual line item. Officials pursued this change because federal funding comes with a requirement to get federal clearance before acting in emergency situations. Boone County Fire Department Assistant Chief Gail Blomenkamp says state funding aids Task Force 1 in helping the people of Missouri.
We are one of 28 urban search and rescue task forces in the country, and they have one right here in the backyard. So it's very important that the state of Missouri can support that.
Blomenkamp went on to say that the process of getting refunded by the federal government usually took a very long time. A Michigan man who allegedly tried to collect fake debts from Governor Jay Nixon has been charged with a felony for alleged deceptive business practices. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster said on Wednesday that StarPros Corporation CEO Jeffrey Scott Kowalski tried to get tax information and collect non-existent debts. Koster also filed a civil lawsuit against Kowalski because he said that Kowalski sent collection notices to more than 70 Missouri consumers, including Nixon and 50 state lawmakers. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.